We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big Ten not on the fence. Season bagged. Forget it. You can forget the Big Ten. I found it interesting, Scott Frost, Nebraska. It's still weird to me, Nebraska, seeing Nebraska in the Big Ten. And it'll always be weird to me, Chris. I don't know why. But Scott Frost spoke out just the other day about his team and his willingness to want to play.
I have a group of players that I love, every single one of them. I ask them to fight for us all the time, to fight on the football field all the time. And I think at sometimes the head coach's responsibility is to fight for what they want too. Our football players want to play. The coaches want to coach. We want to play football this year at the University of Nebraska.
Okay. That's what it is. That was a couple days or day before they decided to pull the plug. There have been similar outcries from Ryan Day at Ohio State, James Franklin at Penn State, Harbaugh at Michigan. I find something, and look, maybe I'm off center here. Maybe I'm off base. All four of those places have med centers. Two of them not on campus, but two of them. Michigan has a very esteemed medical facility. Ohio State has one as well. Penn State's, as a lot of people know, is in Hershey. And Nebraska's is in Omaha, but it's affiliated with the university in a big way. Everybody will say, these guys want football because they're football coaches. You know what else these guys are? All four of those guys that have made deep public outcries in the Big Ten are already four of the richest people in their states. They're four of the most. If you look it up every year, you see that stat, right? Who's the highest paid employee in the state? It's those football coaches. If football moves to the spring, or God forbid, if football takes a year off, all four of those guys will still be okay financially. They'll still be fine. They'll still make it. And all four of those guys are still going to keep their job if there's no football games played. They're still going to be the coach. That being said, is it okay for me to think that after consulting with medical people, that after talking to people, and after just looking at all the facts, they honestly think that they can play football in the fall? And that's why they're so vociferous about this. Like, am I all right to think about that?
Because that's what they've been doing, working out for the last couple of weeks, going through all the protocols that they've had to go through. They are rightfully convinced that they can pull it off. And so, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with financial concerns on the parts of the head coaches. They've seen their players start to bust their butts for this season. They want their players and their assistants to be able to bear the fruits of that hard work and get out on a field and actually play games. And that's because they're football coaches, and that is what they live for, is football. You know, they may make $6 or $7 million a year in some cases, but they're still football coaches, and they want to coach
football.
Yeah,
and I guess that's what I saw from those four guys.
Reward. Yeah, everything not for a financial reward.
Right.
But because that's what they do.
Right, and people always say, well, follow the money. That's the easy thing, especially when people who don't work in sports. They say, of course you want sports. You work in sports. Of course you want football. Of course these guys want football. They're football coaches. Well, maybe they want what's best for young people. And maybe they honestly feel this is what's best for young people, is to play football right now. And maybe they feel like they can safely play football right now. You know, too often I think the easy excuse is follow the money. Follow the money. And yes, certainly, these places, that Columbus and Lincoln, Nebraska, and State College, we know, and Ann Arbor, they bear to lose a lot of money if they don't play college football in the fall. And I don't want to make college football coaches, believe me, to be these pure as the driven snow sort of people. That's not my intent here. But maybe with these outcries that they had the past couple days, that Scott Frost and Harbaugh and James Franklin and Ryan Day, maybe they got down to what their barest essentials are as men who lead young men, and they say, I'm a football coach, and damn, I just want to lead my team. Perhaps that's the strongest impetus here.
And when we talk about following the money and it's all about the money and it would do these universities well and the conferences well to consider why they're doing what they're doing. And I understand that, I'm sure, just as there are altruistic football coaches who want to play football because they love the game of football and want to see these kids get rewarded for all their hard work, I'm sure there are altruistic medical people that are making these decisions that want to try and protect these kids. I'm not saying they don't, but there's also conferences that don't want to see players organize because they're deathly afraid of the veil of amateurism being lifted from college sports. And that's what's going to happen. If they have to sit down at a table and talk to these kids as if they are a collective bargaining unit about the standards that are in place to make the game safe this fall, they are essentially admitting that these players are employees. And if they have to do that, they are deathly afraid of that outcome happening. And they will do everything they can to fight that from happening. And this is another step in that direction.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's going to be interesting, too, on the other side of this to see if the Big Ten commissioner survives. When you have public outcry from really high-end football coaches, and that, I mean, this ain't Purdue's coach. It's not. It's not Northwestern's either. These are four guys that have said, we want to play, and then they don't play. They pull the plug. If the Big Ten commissioner survives beyond this, that, to me, is going to be an interesting story moving forward.